In Myanmar, healthcare is not as developed as it is in the Western world, and access to doctors can be a challenge, which is why the Novotel Inlay Lake has an in-house doctor to care for the staff. But according to the hotel's executive assistant manager, Sven Tune, his remit is much wider than that.
We work together with the Vocational Center for Disabled Children. On a regular basis, we organize activities in this center. We bring our doctor along. Now what's happening? We bring food, we do cooking sessions, we organize activities during the day. At that time, the doctor is doing in this center his round to do examinations for the disabled children. So this is a big contribution. As you know, medical care in Myanmar is not that developed like in Western countries. So that's why we use our skilled house doctor to contribute to the quality of their lives.
And overall, what kind of impact do you think tourism has on the Inlay Lake area? Is it a good one, bad one, or sort of a bit of both?
Tourists, they have a good impact, especially on the economy, because people can live on what tourists are spending. They buy local products. The handcraft of Myanmar people is amazing. If you look what they do with lotus, if you look what they do in the weavery, blacksmith, silversmith, you find these little shops all around the lake. So when tourists come to Inlay and they visit these little shops, they contribute, they buy things, and people can have a little bit more luxury in their lives, or even used for their basic needs in the day, food, fresh water and electricity. Now what's really remarkable in Inlay Lake is the way how people live together with nature. The climate in Inlay Lake is very, very, very fluctuating, from very cold to very warm. People live on the lake from what the lake is giving in terms of fish, but people also grow on the lake. They have floating gardens where they grow tomatoes. One year they grow tomatoes, then they burn the fields. So here they still work on burning to have the soil renewed. So they do it on the lake, even mountains where they grow mangoes, where they grow avocados. People actually have a rhythm like nature to live together, and it's beautiful to see how this synergy works.
And how is tourism developing in Myanmar? Because obviously the country's only been opened up relatively recently. Is it going well?
Companies like Accor with Novotel, we are showing a very positive sign by continuing to invest in building hotels in Myanmar, and at that point giving a positive signal that the country is back in revival, because this country has a lot of beautiful things to show and to share with the tourists.
That's Sven Tune from the Novotel Inlay Lake in Myanmar. For more information, see accorhotels.com.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, and personal growth experts when it suits you.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.